Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the REC Podcast, brought to you by REC Comics and Collectibles. I'm your host, Roman Chavez, and with me as always,
old Uncle Icarus, baby!
Uncle Icarus, yeah, the man, the myth, the legend. You can find us on the gram at REC Podcast. Mm-hmm. You can follow myself at Roman REC Podcast. You can follow the shop at REC Comics. You can come check us out at 7679 North Union Boulevard in Colorado Springs, Colorado. How are you doing this week, buddy?
Dude, I'm good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Just getting a lot of comic book news today.
Dude!
It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was a slow week, and then it kind of was building from yesterday.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it because there's not one piece of news that I'm not excited about.
Okay.
There's not one piece of
debatable.
News. It is, and we shall.
We shall.
All right.
That's why you listen to the show.
So yesterday, which was a Monday, finally for the public, we've got the first trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Mm-hmm.
We've been very excited about this project. You know, this whole phase has been somewhat rudderless, and Feige and company, they promised that this is going to get us on track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, the... we get Kang,
yes.
You know, right off the bat.
That was, right.
You know, it's just, we're going to get Kang. We know it, we've been excited for it, and this trailer did not disappoint that stuff.
I will say, I'm not too excited for the movie.
Okay.
I'm just kind of, you know, eh. The other two, I did enjoy the other two, I'm not going to lie,
yeah.
But, you know, at this point, again, I feel like I'm getting a little fatigued.
Oh.
It's bumming me out, I don't like feeling like this, but, you know, but it... I will say, as just a movie trailer, it did a really good job.
Yeah, okay.
It set up. You know, I
was going to bash you.
Gave
Let's go.
Me a lot to think about, but it also set up exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and then the addition of having Kang at the end.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This. Oh, finally, things are paying off.
Jonathan Majors is might be my new man crush. I don't know.
Okay.
I would like to see him and Henry Cavill and Chris Hemsworth all... duke it out for my love and affection, but
I just want to have pillow fights with them.
Oh, see, you're you know, behind all of this, guys, it's a real dainty, just a gentleman.
I know, I'm called the Southern Dandy.
The Southern Dandy is what Eric calls himself. I don't know anybody with more nicknames than you.
I know, and I give them all to myself, which is lame, except for Eric Icarus. Someone actually gave me that.
Yeah, all right.
Because what they say, I have no middle ground. It's all or nothing.
All or nothing, baby. All or nothing.
That was during my party days, though.
Like this trailer, maybe. right off the bat, guys, yeah. We do get kind of a comic homage there. We do see Hope in the Janet-style haircut.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
the short hair. Just quick, in the comics, it's Janet and Hank that are young. They're younger, and they're married, and Hope is nobody. Hope Van Dyne is an alternate reality child of Scott and of Scott and Hank. Hank and Janet.
Yes.
So her emulating the comic book look far more. Janet always had different hairstyles, different
that
costumes.
That was kind of her thing. Her and Dazzler.
She was a fashion what do you call that?
Designer.
A fascist?
She was a fashionista.
Fashionista. Yeah, yes. She was a designer. So she was one of the rare characters that would constantly have a different look.
Which was awesome.
Ripe for toy making.
Right.
Ripe for, you know.
Yeah, like her and Dazzler.
Her and Dazzler, for
real. For
reals.
And honestly,
Shadowcat.
And Shadowcat and Storm.
Storm, yeah.
Always changing the looks, which was awesome.
Fashionable.
Cool. They don't do that much anymore.
We see her in this new haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I don't care for as much, we mm-hmm. see the new Cassie Lang. From Endgame, the actresses have changed, and I didn't do too much research into it, but I had heard around the time that the news was cast that I think the other one was just like going to college and, you know, living her life.
Can't
you know?
Hate you on that.
Hey, you know what? You got to do you, and it sucks you're going to be out of this because, man, that scene with her and Paul Rudd when they first see each other, tears.
Oh,
cheers,
kids. That was a good... Oh, yeah.
Great scene. Great scene.
Yeah.
And the actress that they have... I have notes, guys. The actress that they have playing the new Cassie, her name is Catherine Newton. I know her from Supernatural, actually.
Oh, okay.
She's in several seasons.
Okay. She must have been a kid at that point.
Pretty young. And she just has a young look. But yeah, and she was gone for like maybe half a season, and she grew up. Like, she definitely... went from being really young
to a teenager.
To a teenager, and they play it well in the in the show where she kind of takes on hunting a little bit.
Okay.
Because I believe her family is killed by vampires. They're definitely killed by something. Anyway, and she's fine, but she's very flat to me.
Like, okay. And just like her acting style.
Yeah, it's just very meh. And
I thought she did it okay.
She's fine in the trailer. I'm excited with what I saw.
Right, right.
But I haven't been a big fan. She's been in some other movies. She was in that movie with Vince Vaughn where he's like an axe murderer, and for some reason he's... consciousness goes into her body. I don't know.
Okay.
Teen horror thriller type of thing. And we had just them talking about how they've built a kind of a satellite that watches the microverse.
Yes.
The miniverse, the quantum realm as it's known. And this really kind of freaks out Janet.
Yeah, she's spazzing out like, "Hey,
turn it off."
You know,
don't turn it
on.
It's
sort of when you touch the thermostat at your grandma's house. Yeah. That's kind of the attitude she has.
I saw somebody comment on the trailer. She was like, "You made a satellite to the quantum realm? Back it up. Just back it up." And, of course, wackiness ensues.
Sure.
And one of the best parts of the trailer, and God, I love Paul Rudd, is the satellite starts, like, drawing them into, clearly, the quantum realm. And Cassie gets sucked in, and without even a second hesitation, Scott goes in after.
Of course.
Not even a break in it. And it's a great little moment, and you're just like, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, like, and it's not even the hero aspect, it's the father aspect. It's like, no hesitation, boom, go, you know?
And then we get to see this very beautiful, heavily CG quantum realm that feels a lot like Guardians and feels a lot like Thor Love and Thunder.
I would even say Ragnarok, throw that in there.
Yeah, too. Oh yeah.
It's
like,
got that kind of...
has the music.
Ostentatious kind of set design, you know?
I do agree with the internet gripes about the CG. I still think it looks good.
Right.
It's just kind of the one of the cool things about the Ant-Man movies is really it's just been Ant-Man and the Ninja Giant Man that's been CG.
Right, right.
So you're seeing it behind this very realistic background. You know, I don't know how much of San Francisco or wherever they were in the last one. I don't know how much of the real landscape was there, but it looked good. It looked really good. Ant-Man or Giant Man looked giant and CG, but not bad. It fit. They really do look like they're on soundstage.
Yeah. That is my gripe here. I don't think it would look as bad if the rest of the MCU wasn't so heavily CG'd.
Yeah.
We could probably get behind this a little more like, oh, this is supposed to look weird and off-kilter. But when everything looks weird and off-kilter, it starts to blend together and it doesn't pop.
This is becoming the new faceless army problem in the MCU.
Yes.
Is that the CG quality, and again they're pushing, I am an apologist, they're pushing the boundaries, it's going to start to look really good, it's going to look its best in Avengers, just like Thanos looked so much better than anything else.
Right.
Thanos looks so good.
Still does. Still
so, you know, we're going to get there, but this is the phase, guys, and I'm not going to apologize, I don't hate it, but it is bothering me as well.
I am not too excited for this. I just, like I said, the only thing that's going to pay off for me is seeing Kang. So I'm excited. That's the only reason I'm like, okay.
It was cool to see him.
We all knew it was coming, though.
Yeah, it was cool to see him kind of in a human form.
Sure,
in the classic comic form.
Yeah.
Hear him talk more, because definitely I was very curious how his portrayal was going to be in... compared to the Loki version where he was a little bit crazy and
silly.
Yeah. So I did like, he did feel, his presence was felt in the trailer.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did get a quick look at Bill Murray in the movie. It's going to be interesting to see what they do because Bill Murray has got some Me Too stuff going on now.
Wait a minute, whoa, what?
But it's quiet.
What happened?
It's come up a couple times. I really don't
know.
What
did they say?
Just some women coming out, people, you know, work environments, this and that. It all kind of somewhat stemmed from the Lucy Liu stuff earlier.
Oh, right, because she's talking about how they were fighting on Charlie's Angels, which is an old story.
It's an old story. It came up again.
Yeah.
And then a couple things popped up. It kind of got quiet.
Right.
And then I'm hearing them pop up again. But, man, it is a really quiet, given the caliber. So maybe it's unfounded or it's been already been taken Marlo care of. Marlo just
kind of like playing it close to the chest.
They're playing it real close to the chest. Yeah. We did see him. We know the rumor is he's playing a character known as Krylar.
Okay. Don't know what that
is. Who's Krylar, you might ask? I don't know. He's in, I believe, 2 issues of canon.
Okay.
In the Microverse, which is why I said Microverse earlier.
The Micronauts?
I did do so. dude, he might be in. No, I don't think he's in a Micronauts story. And so he's obscurity incarnate.
Yeah.
I'm afraid he looks a little too much like the Grandmaster in feel.
See, that's what I'm. Maybe that's why I'm getting the Ragnarok feel.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I was definitely getting a big Grandmaster vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I do like, instead of the power cameo heroes, I do like these power cameos of like actors that we really
We had Russell Crowe,
Murray, Glenn Close, you know,
and then the one that's coming up next,
you know, it's
I kind of disagree with the casting though.
For what?
For Bill Murray's character.
For what? Why?
The mini boss, Stanley B. Hansen.
They mentioned that the place is called the Chronopolis. It does seem that Janet is familiar with this. What makes me upset is she seems, visibly like unnerved to be there. She's covering up.
Right, right.
Does she know Kang?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, then why not tell anybody?
That's a good point, man.
I have an answer.
Okay.
Okay?
Ooh.
I put a lot of thought into this, kids. Yeah. I had to write some stuff down. Here we go. Did this Kang shrink his empire down to hide from the other Kang?
Makes sense.
Okay?
It makes a lot of sense.
A universe, because she says that there's a secret universe beneath ours.
Right.
So she uses the term secret. We know it Microverse from the comics. We know it as a quantum realm.
Right.
So is this smaller or is this just in the, like, what is this inside the quantum realm?
Right.
It reminds me of the weird place in the chronal, where the axis of time is.
Oh, right.
Where that weird janitor is, who is Chronos, who is possibly a king. But this feels like that.
It does.
So
it's like a nexus. Almost.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But remember, we have the nexus.
We have the nexus. Yeah.
So we have to remember. So my thing is, I wonder if this Kang either A, shrinks down to hide from the murderous Kang because he's like, you know what, I'm gonna get out.
Right. Right.
So he doesn't know about the quantum realm, or at least it's just so small that he can't perceive it.
Okay.
Okay. And then maybe Kang got stuck.
Okay.
Maybe even Maybe even this Kang in the quantum realm, he got stuck.
Okay.
So now he wants to get out.
He sees him. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because he doesn't know how to navigate the quantum realm. Because really nobody does. Did.
Yeah.
Tony Stark figured it out.
There you go.
And there's an internet rumor and like that Kang is afraid of Tony Stark.
Oh, okay. So, I like it.
So maybe he finds out that Tony Stark is dead.
Yeah, he's like, okay,
here we go. And he's got a way out. So this really could be a huge spring point for this next phase.
Oh, for sure.
For the Kang Dynasty.
Yes. I agree.
I think Scott dies in this movie.
Whew. You think they're going to go that far, huh?
We see Cassie in the uniform running with her dad.
Okay.
So we know, I mean, again, another, we had already seen Cassie, but seeing her in uniform, a young Avengers stature, we need something to avenge.
Okay. Love it. You're right. Oh my God, I think you're right, dude.
So there's leaked footage from D23.
Okay.
And we see, spoilers, we see Scott Lang messed up.
Okay.
We've never seen Scott Lang messed up like this.
Right, right.
And Kang is saying, oh, you're an Avenger. I think I've killed you before.
Oh, my God.
So.
Okay.
Dude, if you're going to get people back and tick people off in the right way, I don't know that they do it so close to Tony Stark's death.
Right.
But
it's been a few years.
We need something to avenge. And,
yeah.
And who better than to get this new Cassie who was already holding out hope and already seeing the impossible. Scott Lang dies in the comics before House of M.
That's true.
He gets killed in this awesome scene. We'll get to it another time. We've talked about it.
We have talked about it, yeah.
There is precedent for Scott to die.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be crazy, but that's just my wild... Right. Trailer came out yesterday. That's my hot take.
Okay, fans. Okay, I like it.
Kang even says in the trailer, this place isn't what you think.
Okay.
So that's another thing that makes me think that, like I said, maybe it's a hiding spot.
Sure.
Within.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like I said, is he stuck? Man, I don't know. My juices are flowing.
A lot of implications. My nerd juices are flowing. I love it. I love that this is bringing up questions. Like I said, the trailer did a good job.
It did. They're the best trailer makers.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Big time. So, yeah, I mean, I maybe I'm a little more excited now. That I've heard your hot take, so maybe... Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm going to watch it.
Of course. Come on. Of course. We need to go watch Black Adam, which we haven't. It came out. I've heard things. We'll talk about it in another show.
I've heard things, baby.
I've heard things. Black things.
Whoa.
Adam things.
It's about AJ.
When I didn't think... I was, yeah. Oh, we should totally call it AJ Black Adam.
We should.
Yeah, we should do it. Shout out.
Is he watching?
I don't know. Let us know. We'll see. Comment below, bro. You know, when I was just coming down from my Ant-Man high, Marvel dropped another one on us.
Today. Yep.
The teaser, in a genuine teaser, it's about a minute, maybe less.
Yes.
It's like a minute 15, but there's some, you know, blacking out and da-da-da-da. Less than a minute of footage. We got the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Yeah.
Kids, I did not know this was going to be live action.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not. Okay. I thought it was going to be animated.
I assumed it was going to be live
action. I did not. So you're going to get it. That's great, because you're going to get it from both, from end to end, as it's known. And we're going to get... My genuine reaction was, oh my God, literally, right off the bat, was, oh my God, it's live action.
Right.
How long is it going to be? I couldn't find a definite runtime.
I would say about an hour.
I think it's going to be less. I think it's going to be
45 minutes.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be in that route. But it's super fun. Peter's feeling down.
The holidays are coming up.
He's on Earth.
Gamora.
He's missing his lady. And Mantis and Drax.
Yeah.
They want to
bring him back to Earth. Yeah. So what can we do? We can bring Peter back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
For the holidays.
Yeah.
And they obviously make it. It's in the trailer. We're not giving too much away here. They do make it to Earth. And what do they want to bring to Peter Quill?
They
want to
bring him a great present.
The greatest present you could give somebody.
What could you give Peter? What is a common theme?
In all the Guardians movies. Mr. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. So Drax.
The Bacon Brothers fame.
Bacon to Bacon?
Bacon to Bacon, yeah. Baby.
Drax and Mantis, they want to go see if they can get Kevin Bacon, and wouldn't you know it, he's in the movie. So not only is technically, since the Fox stuff is now MCU canon,
right.
Kevin Bacon was Sebastian Shaw,
yes.
Now he's also Kevin Bacon himself in the movie. Dude, this looks like it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm excited for this one. I think it brings back a lot of the levity to the MCU. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna be because Guardians was always great at balancing.
Yeah.
The kind of sad with the more humorous stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is gonna be a good shot in the arm.
Well, I mean, you say it brings. I think it's gonna bring the Guardians levity. I think is what you mean, because people would say that Marvel has become too silly.
Too
for the
silly.
Most part.
That's what I mean. But the balance.
Yes.
Back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The
yeah.
Balance.
Yeah.
Guardians does a good job of the
best.
Bold.
Yes. Yeah, James Gunn is the best at that.
Yeah.
Again, this is going to be a little treat for us because I expected it to be animated. Mm-hmm. I expected it to be more Groot related, to be honest.
Honestly, I did too.
We did get to see what looks to be young 20s.
Yeah.
Groot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He looks a little like jacked and everything. Like it's super funny.
It's pretty awesome.
I can't tell you how excited I am for this.
Yeah.
I didn't actually catch the release date, but it's sooner than later.
Oh yeah, yeah. So maybe
November.
Thanksgiving.
What a great present.
Wow, heck yeah, dude. Getting the full cast back together, mm-hmm. you know, for this like little, it's almost like a one shot.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Which I love.
Me too. I don't think there will be too many ramifications, but what if they did slip something hardcore in there?
Funny that you should say that,
okay,
Eric.
Okay, here we go.
I'm curious if they, I don't think they would go as bold as to bring Gamora back in it, because that would be the big thing, like, we couldn't get you Kevin Bacon, and then she shows up.
Right.
And then that's our cliffhanger. for that the leads movie. Into volume three.
Right.
Why not? Or the tag is us seeing Gamora doing something.
Yes.
That's it. Like,
I'm good with that.
Her searching out, so, you know, maybe she's trying to find the Mind Stone to get the other Gamora's memories.
Oh.
We know I just thought about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she's trying to find something that might give her the memories that she has.
Sure.
I don't know. Like, it would be interesting to see it. You know, all of these Marvel things have kind of put little seeds. This would be a great way to just be like, hey, guys, Guardians is back. You didn't get what you needed from Thor Love and Thunder. Here's a great, great appetizer for, like, because this is going to be James Gunn's goodbye, his swan song to the MCU.
He's not doing volume three then.
No, he is doing volume
three. Oh, so
I'm saying that these things, this and volume
three.
And
then volume three is.
That's it.
Yeah, which leads us into.
He is saying goodbye to the MCU because just as I was processing this information, DC tried to Marvel by releasing news of this today. James Gunn is going to co-produce DC Studios, which is now what it's going to be called.
They changed
the name. It's not DC Films, it's not DCEU, it's DC Studios.
Okay.
It's going to co-CEO with Peter Safran, who I recognize the name and I recognize the picture, but he's a suit.
He's a suit. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, he's just a suit. And it's what people are kind of thinking is that James is going to cover the creative part of it.
Hopefully.
And then Safran is going to do the business side of it.
You know, I don't know how to handle this or take this, rather.
It's, sure.
You know, I understand everybody's got to do what's best for them creatively. Mm-hmm. And I always felt that James Gunn was more of a DC person.
Like, really?
I always felt he alluded to like liking those characters more.
Okay.
I don't know how he even got brought onto the MCU.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what his project. What was his project?
You know, before that, he had the like Slither.
Okay.
He had. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. He had projects, but again, just like a more on the indie.
Sure. Scene. Just what Marvel the MCU does, but they pluck these awesome upstarts in these indie films or TV shows, and they make great movies, but I, you know, he's already dabbled. You know, we did get to see his Suicide Squad.
The
Suicide Squad.
It was fantastic.
So,
Peacemaker as well.
That's true.
Because all of this is going to kind of come under the same umbrella. Like, he is basically, they're trying to Feige him. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it in the wrong way because he's got a co-person, which he might need. You know, to be honest, he might need. But
I think Feige's got many co-people.
Oh, now, yes.
He's the front man.
Yes.
So they would have just said James Gunn is like...
He's the Freddie.
He's
the Freddie Mercury. Everybody else is capable in their own right.
Sure, but
Freddie puts it together.
Yeah.
Freddie puts it together.
I just think they should have just said
Kevin.
James Gunn is going to be the new front runner to the creative part of the DC films.
Yeah.
That's all they really needed to say. We don't need this Peter Sassafras or whatever his name is and just leave him out because I think it just adds confusion. Like, who's that? Who cares? James Gunn is like what we all focus on.
Yeah.
I think it oddly takes away from the shine.
Sure.
You know?
I agree with you to a point.
Right.
The to make more of it for you, yes. I'm going to finish your point because he's still going to be they're still going to be answering to the Warner Brothers heads and Zaslav. So it's still a lot of cooks. We'll see if the Warner Brothers people are just more of a
ancillary background, like, but, okay, thumbs
but
up.
This is one of the things that DC does in, you know, has done incorrectly is that they dilute the product.
Oh god, you know, not even just their films but their record labels do.
Yeah.
Anything on Sire and Warner Brothers record label, even Maverick, their A&R people ruin records.
What is A&R?
They're like the people that give the artist notes.
Oh, okay.
They come into the studio like, oh, okay, yeah, but you need to fix that. Then they're fixers, basically. Yeah. And they ruin stuff. Everybody who's ever been signed to Sire Records, which is the subsidiary music part of Warner Brothers, they've had nothing but horror stories.
Yeah.
Same, just like the DCEU. Yeah. Like, it's just meddling for the sake of meddling at this point.
Oh.
So maybe James Gunn can step in and make some, you know, progress. You're like, look, this is how it worked at Marvel.
Yeah, that's what I think they're trying to.
And let's just let's try it this way. We tried it this way, didn't work.
Yeah,
let Jimmy Gunn. Jimmy Gunn's gonna Jimmy Gunn. Yeah, let it be the gunslinger, baby.
Oh man, I love it.
I think even a few months ago, we kind of saw it. We talked, maybe this was coming. I think a lot of people have thought this was coming.
This is this like you said earlier. This has kind of been the hope. It felt like in some of the articles that I was reading that those people were shocked. But
what do you mean those people?
The I'm press, messing with you. The press media.
Yeah.
It feels like. They're shocked,
but all the comic book people
were hoping this. Yeah, especially with them giving him a show with Peacemaker.
Oh yeah.
So to your point again, why bring in a business guy if you know these indie guys? They have to do the whole thing. They've got to edit and sound and budget.
Of course.
So they've got to be involved in all that. So they would have all that. But if they're genuinely going to let Jimmy Gunn, do the stuff,
then cool.
But I have my apprehension. Now, what does this do for projects like The Batman, Joker 2,
Folie à Deux? Thank you.
What does this do for those things? Because, one, I don't think they can exist with what James Gunn can put out there.
No.
If he's going to be the Feige, the Gunn universe, that stuff doesn't fit at all.
No. I will say I think they're going to still exist outside. I don't think it'll be part... Again, I think this has been DC's kind of problem, even though I love the Joker, I love the Batman... I love some of my favorite movies from last year and 2 years ago, whenever the Joker came out.
Yeah.
We have different opinions on that. But I think it can exist outside. It's confusing. It's so confusing for the casual movie go.
Put it out under WB Films.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't put it out under DC Films. And that's fine. That would be cool.
That would be very clever. I think that's kind of like your solution at that point. Yeah.
And then do Gotham by Gaslight, please, and Red Sun.
Yeah, and Red Sun. I mean, why not?
Just one-offs.
Do these, like, Elseworlds stories. Yeah. DC can own the Elseworld at this point, you know? Do you think in a Elseworld, had Joss Whedon not gotten into trouble, do you think they would have asked him to head up?
No.
You don't think he has the vision?
Just because of what they did with Justice League?
Yeah. But that wasn't necessarily his fault.
But who cares? Like, he's... It's his stink, you know?
Sure.
But
they give the Snyde Man how many shots?
Look, man, Ray Finkel missed the kick, all right? Ray Finkel missed the kick, and everybody blamed him.
Okay,
fair. They blamed Dan Marino and his interceptions.
Yeah.
They blamed Ray Finkel.
What did you say? They were in?
Yeah, the horses were in, man. They were in.
I think this is a new dawn for DC.
Yes.
We're all pulling for you, DC.
Yes.
A lot of people like to talk some smack about us and think we're DC haters. We're not.
Yeah.
We want DC to succeed and compete.
Because
that just means more awesome product that we get to go watch, man.
If they can push... And I think James Gunn smells the blood in the water.
He's seeing what's going on with the too much humor BS.
Yes. Yeah, he's seeing people copy his style
not doing it well.
And he's got something to say.
Yep.
And it's going to cause some shakeups, and it's only going to make things better for us, I think.
I agree.
As viewers.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be better.
So you don't think... He's not necessarily going to be helming movies at this point.
That's another negative. He's not going to be at this point. He won't be.
He's just going to be connecting the dots, essentially. Like, okay, we're starting here, stringing out, and we're going to end here.
Things are going to filter through him, supposedly, like they do through Feige.
Okay.
And, you know, that sucks because we're going to not have his hands-on approach, probably. But
right,
we'll see.
We'll never know.
But maybe he's got. I don't know what his kind of coaching tree is. I don't know who his, like, who his DPs are, second unit people are, and maybe they get shots,
right?
Because they've got vision. They've kind of how Joss Whedon, Drew Goddard, Stephen DeKnight, those people kind of came out of there. I'm forgetting her name, and she's great, and she's got a wonderful voice.
Who?
God, Marty Noxon. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Marty Noxon.
I don't know who that is.
These are all people that were from Buffy and Angel.
Oh, okay.
And they all went on to write, direct. You know, Drew Goddard did
Daredevil.
Yeah, the showrunner. Stephen DeKnight was a showrunner. Again, he was a showrunner, yep. And he was on Angel. Big man on Angel. So,
oh, my God, that's right.
You know, that's what I start to think about. Like, yeah. Kevin Feige is
like, who's his crew?
Yeah. So, yeah. Kevin Feige, I think Kevin Feige's crew is, even though Favreau's established, they're, like, rolling together.
Gotcha.
And then, I think, Ava DuVernay. Right. And maybe, what's his face? Ryan Coogler.
Oh, Coogler.
You know, like, these guys were established, but he kind of brought them all in.
Reins them in.
Gets them paid, and then they're out making money.
Yeah, doing their projects.
Yeah. You know, Favs, remember, he had some hits, but indie hits.
Indie hits. There you know? Go, yeah.
So, but he had a name to him. He had done Sathura.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And
we all knew, I mean, we and you knew him. Mm-hmm. Not he was not a household name. Yeah. Vince Vaughn, his partner in crime at the time, was the household name.
Yeah, you might even say that Joss Whedon's also in that tree, too. Oh, again, God, just well-established on there. Like, he found these guys who are great directors in just good positions. And now, I mean, the Russo brothers, they're all out there.
Oh, yeah.
Changing the format.
Oh, yeah. Joss changing, you know, changing the landscape of cinema.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, even, I would say, pop culture.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is DC's time to shine.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm very excited.
Man. Yeah.
I think this, only good can come of this. Yeah. I'm excited that James Gunn gets to finish his Guardians trilogy.
Yes, me too.
I mean, that was kind the of what we were a little worried about. The only
one who's going to get to finish a trilogy.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Start to
finish. No, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Favs didn't do...
Yep, didn't do three.
Oh, my God.
Different people in all three Thor, or on the first three Thors.
That's, and then Cap, Russo's did two of them, mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, my God, dude. You're right. Yep. Okay.
So, this will be a first for all of us to see, like, what your vision is.
Vision, yes. Yeah. Start to finish.
I am very excited.
End to end.
End to end, as it's known. Back to back. You know, it would be interesting if they had both Cassies in Kang, like Kang had the other Cassie.
Oh, dude.
And they could go cast to cast. All right, kids, that's our show. If you like what we're doing, please hit that subscribe button. Let us know what you think below. Are you excited about Quantumania and this holiday special and James Gunn leaving and also maybe being a new beginning for us on the DC front?
Right.
Let us know below. Hit that little bell as well. Mm-hmm. Eric, do you have any final thoughts for us today?
Oh, I just wish you folks out there could get some of our inside jokes. They're just so awesome.
I don't even know what you're talking about, kids. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I have been your host, Roman Thomas.
I'm Uncle Icarus.
And we will catch you on the next podcast.